Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 338. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you for joining us. What would you do if you're one of the many parents in Chicago who loses a child to gunfire, to violence? There's a mom on the phone who has lived that life. That's Nyesha Beeman. How are you today?
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well. My heart breaks for you. I saw when you said to Good Morning America that we're living in a war zone in Chicago and they're killing our kids. Tell everybody about your daughter.
My daughter's name is Jaya Beeman. Jaya Beeman was an aspiring nurse going to school to be a registered nurse. She left the Shedd Aquarium February 25th, 2020 with a friend. She stopped at the corner store where she was gunned down by terrorists, urban terrorists, inside the store.
You know, I have friends who have lost their children, and I know they want to carry on their legacy, and they want to do something to prevent whatever took their child from them. But to find the energy to carry on and to carry on that purpose, it's overwhelming. I you know, it's hard to find energy to get out of bed the next day when you lose a child. So how are you finding the energy to continue the fight to make changes that will save more lives?
Well, I'm not going to say it's easy. I have times that I can't get out of bed, but then I have times that I can't sleep, so I just take that time and turn my pain into purpose. And look up the things that I want to do and the change that I want to see in Chicago.
And are you an RN? Are you a nurse?
Yes, I'm a registered nurse.
And your sister, her aunt's a nurse, and this is what she wanted to do, and she was just 18 years old. And I know that you were first in the news because when she was killed, she was rushed to University of Chicago Medical Center, and you passed out while viewing her body. And then you woke up, and you were being dragged out of the ER because, I don't know, they said, what, you were not grieving appropriately, not making
it was an inappropriate way to grieve. And as a hospice nurse, at the time, I cannot even tell you appropriate way to grieve. I have had hundreds of people pass on, and everyone grieves differently.
Nyesha,
this is expected grief, right? Because we see in our loved one, we know they're going to die. We know it because, you know, the medical profession, you know, tells us this. But to have I can't even understand their purpose of saying that was inappropriate way to grieve. I did not expect my daughter not to come home that day.
So through all of that, you somehow do find the energy to get out of bed and to try and make a change in the neighborhood where she was killed. And you, it captured my heart that you said you eventually want to buy the convenience store where she was shot and killed.
Yes, I am attempting to buy the convenience store. Got to raise some more money because the owner wants a cash deal. So that's like $150 cash versus a mortgage or finance.
And where is the store?
It's on 79th and Avalon. So it's on the corner of 79th Street and Avalon on the south side of Chicago.
And what do you see going on in that neighborhood?
High crime rates, murders. I mean, I have other moms whose kid was just sitting in the car preparing to go in the house, and she was gunned down. And, it's horrible. You know, we can't sit in the car. We can't gather my things before I go in the house before I'm gunned down. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I can't imagine what it's like to be in that neighborhood. And it's heartbreaking because nobody seems to know what to do about it, how to put a stop to it. So if you were able to purchase this convenience store where your daughter was murdered, what are you going to do with it?
So my plans is to, I have a School of Ally Health offering medical training. I'm going to give the school to the foundation, and we want to be able to offer classes because I believe crime follows poverty. We have a support group called the Warrior Moms of Chicago, with moms who lost their kids to gun violence. We want to be able to have a home for that as well, to offer, you know, support groups, grief counseling, and things like that.
This is Naisha Beeman. Her daughter, 18-year-old nursing student, was killed in a hail of gunfire at a convenience store in February of 2020, and she has found the strength to gather other moms and to try and put a stop to it. What do you think needs to be done to put a stop, to put an end to the violence?
One of the things is the poverty, educating, and the stop the no snitching rules and no telling, you know, because one day it's my daughter, the next day it could be somebody else's child. So if you know something, say something. It's time for us to stand up, Chicago, and hold these terrorists accountable. We hold terrorists across the world accountable. It's time to hold the domestic terrorists accountable for their actions so they can face charges in a court of law.
And tell us about the no snitching, no telling rule that's kind of like an unspoken rule in neighborhoods across Chicago.
So, you know, we don't tell, we don't talk to the police. Yeah, I mean, that may be goals for people who is affiliated in gangs and, you know, go, you know, live by that life. But our innocent daughters and sons don't live by that life. My daughter was not in the gang. She was not affiliated. She was just buying snacks at the store. And then three gunmen gunned the store down. Terrorists. They opened the door and shot in there. They didn't look in there. And even they did look, who decides you could be the judge, the juror, and the executioner for anyone? This is not the type of country we live in. We have a judicial system and everybody's due process, but then people, I'm not telling, I'm not saying nothing. Today is my child. Tomorrow can be your child.
I think moms can make a difference. Do you think there's any hope that this no snitch, this unspoken rule will ever change?
I think the more we stop glorifying guns and stop glorifying violence as moms, we have to have accountable, because you know your child. So that them three boys came into someone's home, riled up, shaken up after they just committed murder and a mass shooting, really, because it was five people they got wounded. My daughter just died. My daughter was killed. Not died, she was killed, murdered. So you knew your child came in. You knew your child came in looking for somewhere to go. Instead of you harboring them and, you know, letting it go, thinking there's some form of success because they didn't get caught yet. They're adults, but these terrorists are going somewhere. They going somewhere after they shooting someone, killing someone. And I just know someone knows more than what they're saying about all these murders in Chicago. And we have to have accountability.
Keep up the fight. We're all behind you. And what's the name of the mom's group? And what's the name of your group?
So the Jaya Beeman Foundation. We on Instagram is Jaya Beeman Foundation. Our website is www.thejayabeemanfoundation.org. And the name of the support group under the Jaya Beeman Foundation is the Warrior Moms of Chicago.
And it's Jaya Beeman Foundation. The Jaya Beeman Foundation.
Yes.
You'll be in my prayers. I'm so sorry. I don't know what else to say, but keep up the fight, and any way I can help, I will.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Gabe Saldado.